serious day because Tzom Gedalia. Also, Yossi and Zevi's Abba was Nifter. Bruchtein Emes. So it's a sad day for us also. So we should learn Ili Nishmasol. His name was Aryeh. I don't know his dad's name. I just spoke with Yossi. The Kfur is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. So there might be Mavaya tonight at the airport, or maybe today in Brooklyn. I'll speak with him after Shir. So obviously when we hover, a friend of ours, Talmud is Isar, and Yossi and Zevi, so we have to feel that way too as well. Okay, so first let's begin. I want to go into the Gemara, and then we'll do Tzom Gedalia. Okay? Let's recap for ourselves the pshatim that we've done already. Why did you see the toast inside? We have one more line to do. Bez Hashem will do that inside. But let's just review. Let's just review in our minds. Let's get the chakra tired. So let's try to focus, Bez Hashem. Hard sometimes on a tightness. But let's begin like this. What was Rahuna's Kiddush? Someone tell me. On Kaf Tesem and Aleph. Ritzufin. You need Ritzufin. What did the Gemara ask from the Mishnah? From the bias case? What did the Gemara ask from the bias case? The Mishnah says that you can establish a chazaka of 3 years on the house. Well, if you need consecutiveness, how do you have consecutiveness day and nights? No one knows you were there day and night. So what was the bias answer? Shechenim. Very good. Shechenim. Shechenim will testify, yes? Rava said, the renters that were there 3 years will testify. The renters that were there 3 years will testify that it was under the auspices of the squatter. Is that correct? That was Rava's answer. Now, I want to point something out to you, okay, that Rav Asher, I thought was a very good kasha. I want you to write it down. According to the Yesh Beforshim, the Ritva, that said Rava was Cholik and Abaye, yes? Remember we said according to most Yishonim, Rava was just giving a different shot, where if there was no neighbors around, like in the desert in a Churba. But if you assume that Rava was being Cholik and Abaye, what does that mean? Do you know what that means? That means the only way you can establish a chazak on a house, if you're a squatter, is what? Is if you have renters that will testify on your behalf. That's a bit of a chiddush. Shmuel, you follow what I'm saying? Okay, let's get this. It comes out, if you learn like Rav is being chalik and Abaye, what that means is that the only way you can make a chazak on a house is what? Is if you have what? Renters. That's a bit of a chiddush, don't you think? That's a bit of a chiddush. So I want you to write that down. That's a bit of a chiddush. I mean, it's not really a kasha, it's just a ha'ara. That's a very big ha'ara. I mean, why can't you just squat there? Right? Why can't you just squat there? Seems like this is the only way you can have it. Okay, that was the Gemara said with Rav and Abaye. Then what did the Gemara say? What did Rav Yemar say to who? To Rav Ashi. That these Edom that are renting are what? Are Nogei Abedover. Why are they Nogei Abedover? Why are they Nogei Abedover? Because they're going to side with the squatter. Why are they going to side with the squatter, Mark? Because why? They don't have to pay rent again. They paid the guy already. They don't side with the squatter. He's going to what? Charge them again. He's going to say, you guys what? You guys are saying they're no gabidover, they're boxed in the corner. So therefore they're no gabidover, and we're afraid that what? We're afraid that, in fact, if they don't what? They don't side with him, he's going to what? He's going to, D'ilo hamri hachi, zilu havli ibe basin lahai, right? He's going to say, give me over to what? The money, right? So we're talking about a case where they paid already. So if they paid already, they don't want to be recharged. So obviously he's going to what? They're going to side with the Nogei Abedover. Oh. So what did Gemara say? What was Gemara's answer? What was Gemara's answer? They didn't pay yet. If they didn't pay yet, they're not boxed in a corner. They can make a choice whichever way they want to go. side with the squatter or side with the Murakama. Therefore, they are no longer nogeya bedavar. That's what the Gemara said. Oh. So let's pick it up with the following, okay? As a shomer, let's do all the pshatim today, if we can, in the Gemara here. With who? With Marzutra. What was the... This is Marzutra's pshat. Marzutra. Okay, Rashbam. What's the Rashbam say about Marzutra? What does Rashbam say? Rashbam says, the Ma'arur says, please, I am Bari. I am 100% Bari. Okay, I'm not going to write the whole thing. I'm just going to say the Ma'arur is talking. Ma'arur is Bari that no one was there at night, that the guy was not there at night, the squatter. The Ma'arur says, I'm 100% Bari. How do you offset that? But Moxic has to bring what? He has to bring Adam. If he doesn't bring Adam, he loses. And the Gemara goes on to say that what? That Marzutra is Moda, that if the Rochel, who is the Ma'arur, is always out of town, we make the Taina for him. We make the Taina for him and say to the squatter, you bring me Adam at night. And then the Gemara said, the Rav Hunu says you need consecutiveness. Says by the storekeepers who sell bread and wine in Mechuzah, right? They're only there at day and not at night. They can still get a chazak. Don't you need Ritzufas? So you either need 6 years of daytime or 3 full years of day and night. Yes? Machlekes between who? Tosfos down here, which we didn't do, we'll do tomorrow, Blinetter, says what? That you need 6 full years of daytime to make up for the lack of nights, right? And what did we say that the Muki Yosef said? That the 3 years are good, despite the fact they're not there at night. Remember we had that, Machlekes? Okay. And I want to point out to you, and this is the first point I want you to get that we didn't get new, and we'll see it tomorrow inside more. And somebody asked me, Chaim, he asked me in Seder, the Rush writes explicitly to answer your question. Let's get it down. That they don't have to testify that you were there every second. They don't have to come and say there's a range. We know this guy lived there. We know guys have to go away to Shabbos, Chaim. We know they can't be there every day. But the Rush says, as long as the Adam can say, we know this fellow is in charge over this 3-year period, it's fine. The Rush says that explicitly. In fact, we'll see it tomorrow inside, Gleenetter. He talks about Makomos and Ashul. The guy's an oval, he's got to move his place. After the year, you mean he lost his Makom? The Rush actually says that. We'll see it inside. Of course not. That's the Minig Olam. Guys have to go on business trips, people take vacations. God forbid a guy becomes an oval, he's got to move his seat out of Arbamos. Of course he gets his seat back. They didn't just have to know the whole range. Chaim, you follow me? So the Rush answers your kasha very well. So that's the pshat in the Gemara. The Rashmar is Bari, and that's the pshat. Okay, I want you to get this. Now, before we say over to Tosfos, okay, outside, because we did everything except for the last line, I want to just note to you in the Rashbam, if you take a look in the Rashbam, everyone see the Rashbam inside? The Rashbam says, you want to read for me Shivvi Medi Yadi? David, read that Rashbam and Amar Alf. Shivvi Medi Yadi. Okay? That was Abaye's Teretz, obviously, but read that. It's about 8 lines up from the bottom, very bottom. Shivvi Medi. Go ahead. If the Ma'arur makes a claim, bring me Adam. Go ahead. They can testify for him. Go ahead. We won't do it for him unless it's the spice, the Rochlin. Yes? Meaning, what is it? Kidmafarish very soon. Marzutra. Exactly. So what does the Rashbam say? The Rashbam writes, Beferish, that the neighbors will testify. Neighbors can testify if what? The neighbors can testify if the fellow what says, bring me witnesses. Yes? Is that correct? So I want you to get that down. Meaning, can the Adim testify? Can the Shechinim testify if the Ma'arur says, bring me Adim? According to Rashbam, Shechinim are fine. Open up the Nuki Yosef. Okay? Everyone take a look at Nuki Yosef. You have the, I don't know if you don't have the Oz Vahadar, it's right there. Okay, Amar Marzutra. David, let's read the Mukiyosef. Mukiyosef argues on this point.
So he learns the Gemara like the Rashbam. He'll get down. But he argues on this one point. Okay? I want you to get it. Go ahead. Dave, you have it? Does anyone have an Amar Mar Zutra? Let's look at it inside. It's on Lamed Ches in the Daf Yarif in the Oz V'Hadar. Do they have the regular in the regular one? Where is it? What'd you say? Yudal on the base. Where in the bottom? Middle. Yeah, right there. Go ahead, David. Amar Mar Zutra. Go ahead. Sagi. When is the aedus of the neighbors good? When they say we haven't heard the guy moved out. He didn't move his possessions. That's enough. Hainu. Go ahead. Wow. Abaye, according to Mukioso, is only talking about a case where what? Where the Ma'ar hadn't made a taina yet. You follow this, Chop? But if the Ma'ar made a taina, neighbors aren't good enough. Go ahead, Aval. Go ahead. The time of the Milsa. Normally, we rely on neighbors. Lema to say. Hirgishu, they know if the guy's moved out. However, Hashta. Exactly. Right. What's difficult with this, he says, Chindas Rabbeinu Shmuel, which is usually the Rashbam. But Rashbam didn't say that. So that's why I don't want you to write down that according to the Nemuka Yosef, okay, if the guy makes a bari, Shcheinim are not enough. Because the Shcheinim's Adis is at best weak. Because they don't know for sure. All they know, Zach, is what? That the guy hasn't moved out, right? That's a negative type of Adis, like we said last week. The Rashbam says that's sufficient. Muki Yosef says, if the Ma'ar makes a bari, Shcheinim lo mo'ilim, you're going to need what? Ma'amish Adim. I mean, you're going to have to bring Adim that saw the guy there at night. Yes. I don't know about every night, but they're going to have to say that they saw him positively. I don't know why he says, V'chein kasav Rabbeinu Shmuel, V'chein das Rabbeinu Shmuel, because Rabbeinu Shmuel is only the Rashbam. We just read the Rashbam and said not that way. Right? Didn't the Rashbam, David, comment within Abaye that if the guy made a taina, then they could testify? Yes? Right? What do you mean they could testify? Unless you say the Rashbam understood that the Shreinim would have to testify what? Unless Rashbam is assuming when the Shreinim would testify, they actually knew something. They actually saw him. You follow what I'm saying? But I'm saying the Pashup Shad is that there seems to be a difference in the Rashbam and the Muki Yosef. Where you would make a bari, would the Shechinim work? Because the Shechinim's testimony is weak at best. That's what we said. Does everyone hear what I'm saying? Unless you say, when the Rashbam says, Yuchul Ha'id, what does Yuchul Ha'id Shmuel mean? It means that when they testify, they're going to have to say, yes, slam dunk, we saw them tonight. Not this business that, oh, we didn't hear them move. You follow what I'm saying? Hear what I'm saying? Maybe that's why the Rashbam Nukas could be on the same page. But the Pashup Shad is that they are not on the same page. They learn the Gemara the same, but the difference being is that when the Ma'ar makes his taina, would Shechinim be enough with this, like, filling in the blank Adis? You follow me, Michael? Or do you need them proactively to say, we know for sure they were what? They were there at night. That's the two Pshatim so far. Number three. Let's go. Let's turn back to Tysus. We sail over to Tysus outside, and we have to add on Kedushim today. So I want you to get it down. We began the Tosfos. Tosfos asks, I don't understand, he says, don't we always interrogate Adam all the time to make sure they're telling the truth, right? We're always Dorish Yafet. So what did Tosfos answer? Tosfos says, even if they don't know anything about the nighttime, what do we assume? We assume that they are saying they were there in day and they're as good at night. That's what Tosfos said. Okay, fine. That was within the Rashbam. Now we begin the third pshat, which is Rabbeinu Chananel. What is Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat? Rabbeinu Chananel writes as follows. Okay?
Rabbi Nachmanel says, kind of like Yossi said in Seder, that the Machzik is talking here. The Machzik is boasting a bit, and he's saying, I have Edim. I will bring Edim that prove that I am the squatter and the owner. See, squatter is usually a negative connotation, that you're a squatter on someone's land. But we're assuming that the halacha is that a person that is what? A person that is on the land, he says, I am the owner, and I will bring Edim. Okay? So, according to Ben Achanal, the Machzik is talking, and the Machzik says, the Edim were there 3 years, and they come and they say, what do they come and they say? They say that we lived there 3 years, we paid already. We lived there 3 years, and we paid the money, right? We've paid the money, and there are new guys living there. Therefore, they are no longer Nogei Bedover. They are no longer Nogei Bedover, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, because they have a migu. And what was the migu? The migu was what? What's the migu? They could have said that they never lived there at all. They could have said they never lived there at all. And there are other guys actually living there now. Okay? So, therefore, they actually come and they say they don't live there now. And they actually say that they what? They paid. They actually paid the money. We paid the schirus to the machzik. And therefore, we are not nogei bedavar because we don't live there anymore. Okay. A few points let's get of Rabbeinu Chananel. Number one is, what is the importance that they have to say that someone else is living there now? Why did they have to add in that someone else is living there now in the apartment? Why do you think? Why do you need people to be living there? What's the difference?
It shows the end of their staying there.
Yeah, but why do you need new people to be living in the apartment? Why should that make a difference?
Maybe they could come back.
So I saw in the Sefer Ayala Ashlucha. Do you remember we had a machloikis, the Ritva, in the first Ritva we did? What was one of the issues we had on Vamachlokas? Do you have to be actually in there or not? At the end of the 3 years, do you have to actually be in there? So he quotes from the Rosh Hashiva of Gateshead, the Rosh Hasharim, a great goyim, this Machloikas that we discussed, and he says that Tosos holds, like the sheet that the Ritva quoted, Ritva happened to hold not that way, you didn't have to be there at the end of the 3 years, but the Yesh Beforshim, which is a Meiri in Bava Kama, says that you must actually be there. You must actually be there. Not you, but who? But what? You don't necessarily have to be there, but it has to be under your what? Under your auspices. And therefore, someone else has got to be living there. Okay? Sarich Mishu Lagur Shama. You need someone to be there, living there. Okay? And therefore, at the end of 3 years, when you make your taina, you bought it, or it was gifted to you, someone's got to be there. That's number one point of Chiddush in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Okay? Ayelus HaShlucha quotes the Rosh Hasharim. Rosh Hasharim is a great Rosh Hashiva in Gateshead. Tzatzal is a great Rosh Hashiva. Rav Leib Gervitz. Tzatzal. Okay? So that's why the Tulsa says that when they come and they are not boxed in a corner because they have a migu. They could have said they didn't live there. Now, Sammy and David point out, if they don't live there, then that's not going to help anyone. You're right, it won't help anyone. But they're not boxed in a corner. That's the ikker. The migu makes you what? Believable. The migu makes you believable. Okay? The migu makes you believable. And if you don't have a migu, then you are what? Then you are going to be no gay bedover. Okay? Then you are going to be no gay bedover. So that's the chiddush. Number one, in Rabbeinu Chananel, you need someone to be living there. Number two, Chiddush in Rabbeinu Chananel. Why do we need the people to say that we live there and we paid? Why do you need them to live there and to say we paid? Why isn't it not enough to just say we live there? You understand my question? Let them just say we live there and we're under the auspices of who? Of the Machzik. Why must they say we paid as well? You follow that, Zach? Why? Why did they say paranu? Who cares about that? So the great Gaon, Reb Asher Weiss, in his Sefer, Minchas Asher, points out, do you remember we had a sheet of the Ravid last week? What did the Ravid say? Alan, you remember?
The
What did the Ravid say? You have to use the apartment. What is using the apartment of the house? Bottom line, as they say in Ritzal, Shura Tachtoina, is what? Cash. I don't care if someone used the house. The bottom line is, did the squatter get cash out of it? Yes. They said we paid it. So Rav Asher Weiss wants to say, Rabbeinu Hananel holds Sover Kamo Ravid. That's why Rabbeinu Hananel writes that they also said they paid. Because the Muksuk wants to say he used the apartment. What is use, Noah? Cash. That he got cash out of it. That's why Tosis adds in Paranu. Okay? So, therefore, Rabbeinu Hananel says his pshat, and he says, don't dare tell me that the Edom are scared to say the Migu, that they didn't live there. Maybe the Ma'arer knows that they live there. Ma'arer doesn't know a thing. He's in Europe. So this Migu is a shtark Migu. He calls it a Peshasser. That's a big machloikis. Is a Migu the same thing as a Peshasser? Maybe it's a Flexer Zatzal. The Sari Yitzchik. Rav Zalman Nechemiah said over from Yitzchik Flexer. Machloikis Rashi Taisis. Whether Peshasser is the same as Migu. For our purposes, Tosis calls it a Peshasser. It's the same as Migu for our purposes. Okay? If we were learning the second pair of Kesumas, we would delve into that. Okay? This is Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat. Please write down Rabbeinu Hananel's pshat on the Gemara is what? What is it? What is Marzutra? Is Marzutra a new din? Yes or no? No. What is it? It's a kasha on Rav Yemar that they are not no gevedavra. I'm going to write that down. Heim lo no gevedavra. It's a response to Rav Yemar, who said to Rav Ashi that they're no gei b'davar. They're not no gei b'davar. The Masik is saying, I have Edom, they have a Migu, and don't tell me that they're no gei b'davar. So when you read the Gemara according to Mazutra, it's a continuation of it. Whereas according to the Rashbam and the Nemuki Yosef, it is not a continuation of it. It is a new din. Okay? It's a new din that we're pointing out as a machlekes regarding what? Machloik is regarding the Shechinim, this point. Even though the Rashbam, even though he doesn't say V'chein Nira Rabbeinu Shmuel. Did he say V'chein Nira? Or did he say the Kain Kosev? What was his Lashon? V'chein Nira, V'chein Das. Okay, we have to think about it more. Weiter now. Fourth Shita in the Pshat Negamar. Okay? I was telling the fellows in the shul, we did this in Daf Yomi on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. They're in Cheskes now. So you do the Daf Yomi, the 45 minutes, and I said, we're going to do 6 Pshatim in the Gemara, 6 Pshatim in the Gemara. So, the fourth Pshat is Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? And I don't think I elucidated this, so let's get it. Rabbeinu Tam learns, it has nothing to do with the Gemara either. I mean, it has nothing to do with the previous Gemara. And they are talking about external Edom. What is Rabbeinu Tam's pshat? Rabbeinu Tam's pshat is that the Machzik says that he can bring Edom. There will be Edom that the guys lived there for 3 years. That there were renters there for 3 years. Does everyone follow me? According to Rabbeinu Hananel, the Machzik said the Edom will come. The renters themselves will come. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it has nothing to do with that. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's the Machzik saying that Edom will come. Sheya'idu, Edom Sheya'idu al Hasofer. That they were there. You follow that? That they were squatting there and renting there. Edom, Machzik, Edom Sheya'idu. When I write Machzik, I mean the Machzik is talking. That the Edom will testify on the renters that they were actually there. They will actually testify that the Edom were there. That is Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. Okay? Very interesting pshat, Lamais. Okay? Now, I just wanted to make a point. Before we go on to Rabbeinu Tam, we should just, Rabbeinu Hananel changed the gears to a Moda Rava. Why did he change it to a Moda Rava? Because Rava said you need what? What did Rava say? You need day and night. But in this case, by the Rochlim, we fill in the blank. We fill in the blank. Remember we said we fill in the blank? We fill in the blank and we assume that what? We assume that even though you need day and night, we assume that these fellows, we don't fill in the blank, we assume these fellows, the Edom themselves are spicemen, according to who? According to Rabbeinu Hanano. Let me write that down. The Edom themselves are what? Are the Rochlin. And they go in and out. So they go in and out. So if they go in and out, it's hard for them. Then they themselves are going around in different cities. So despite the fact that they cannot testify and the fact they were there every day and night, but they can testify that they had control over it for 3 years. And therefore, their atus is atus. It counts. Okay? So we got this. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Hanano, they are not no Gevedover. The Edom themselves are the Rochlin. And change it to Mode Rava, not Mode Marzutra. It's Mode Rava. In what sense is Rava being Mode? Because Rava and Amar Al sitting in the Edom both day and night. Now he's being Mode, they don't have to actually say day and night because they're not there day and night, the Rochlin. This is the pshat of who? Rabbeinu Hanano. Yes, and Rabbeinu Hanano?
Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay, let's get to, so Rabbeinu Tam though, one sec. Let's get to Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam, as we said, the Machzik says he's going to bring Edom, that he lived there 3 years. And he says, you know, the truth of the matter is, yeah, maybe this is what you're going to say, Yossi. I want you to get this. I said that the Machzik, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Edom, Sheinu, Al-Sokrim, that's wrong. That's what you're going to say, Yossi? Very good. Very good. And the Machzik is saying that I'll bring Edom Sheinu alai on me that I dwelled there 3 years. Please get that down. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it has nothing to do with the renters. Marzutra's din has nothing to do with the renters. Very good, Yossi. It has nothing to do with the renters. Okay? According to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Hanano is the flow of the Gemara. Continued. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's also a new din. It's a new din, though, from the Machzik's perspective. That the squatter, the Edom, were testifying on me that he was there 3 years. And what do we say the Chiddush was last week? Do you remember? That you invoke what? Taininin in Edus, which is a little bit bizarre, right? Usually the Edom should have to be 100% clear. It's like we fill in the blank for their Edus. Even though the Edom say that he was in control, they don't know for sure day and night, but we assume that it was good. Edus in Edus, right? Edus in Edus. We said that was a little bit strange. The Gemara should have said Edus in Edus, not Tanase Tane. How do we solve that? How do we solve that? Because since the beginning of the symmetry was what? Tanase, it finished off, but it should have said Edus in Edus. And we said it's a bit of a Chiddush that we kind of like our being Masber the Edus, that it should be clear 100%, and we're saying Taininin. So this is Rabbeinu Tam. Please get it. It's a new din. Masik Edim Shayu Alai. And let's write Taininin in brackets because we kind of like, we do Taininin to like clarify their testimony that we assume it's like day and night. Okay? That's what we assume. We do that, we clarify it's considered to be what? It's considered to be day and night. Okay? This is what we assume. Okay? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a new din, and we say the halacha of what? We say the halacha of Taininin. We say the halacha of Taininin. In a situation, now how do you read the rest of the Gemara? According to Rabbeinu Tam, what is the spiceman then? How do you read the spiceman according to Rabbeinu Tam? The Edom testify al machzik. So what is the machzik? What if the Edom are what? Edom are not around all the time. We assume that what we kind of fill in the blank for them. That was the chiddush that we said. Are you doing Taininin according to Rabbeinu Hanano? Yes or no? What do you say? According to Rabbeinu Hanano, you're also doing Taininin? You're also doing Taininin. Because the Edom, who are the renters themselves, right, we fill in the blank for them that we treat as if it's all day and night. So it's also Taininin. I mean, the Gemara says Taininin. So I'm just saying, anytime you say it's referring to Edom, which Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Hanano do, you're saying a big Kiddush that Taininin is being said for the Edus. Dave, you follow what I'm saying? Alan, you follow what I'm saying? In other words, you're utilizing Taininin to fill in the blank of their Edus, both according to Rabbeinu Hanano and according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashbam and Mukhi Yosef, you're not, because what are you doing? You're making a Taina for who? According to Rashbam and Mukhi Yosef, who are you making Taininin for? For the Mar Kama, the Ma'ariv. That's no problem, Taininin. We have tanin by toins, by a baldin. We don't have it by what? By Aiden. That's what I'm saying. It was a big chiddush with the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, let's pick it up now on this last line. Take a look. Okay? The Havalele Meimer. Let's finish up the Tysus. Alan, read the Tysus we're up to. The Havalele Meimer. It's the third to last short line. Go ahead. This is a thin Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead. Havalele Meimer. Should have said Edus and Edus according to Rabbeinu Hananel. Go ahead. But since in the beginning of the statement it said itoin oimer nami tanise taine, even though it could have said edus and edus, I understand. According to Rabbeinu Hananel, isn't it also edus and edus? Isn't it also edus and edus according to Rabbeinu Hananel? Aren't they giving testimony? Why didn't Tosus point that out according to Rabbeinu Hananel? Isn't that also edus and edus? According to Rabbeinu Hananel, aren't we also fixing up what they're saying? What do you think about that? What do you think about that according to Rabbeinu Hananel? Rabbeinu Hananel, the Edim themselves are the spicemen, and they're saying that they were what? They were there for 3 years, right? They have that migu, according to Rabbeinu Hananel. And we're saying that they're telling the truth, right? So why doesn't it say Edus and Edus? You know? I guess you have to say, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, that the Machzik is saying, I'm going to bring, he's boasting, I'm going to bring Edim. So Tanus et Taine means, and his claim is a good claim. You follow me? And his claim is a good claim. Meaning that he can make that charge and make that requirement. That's why I think, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, Tanus et Taine. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, you're basically saying, the Machzik is saying, I will bring Edim. So if I will bring Edim, and the Edim will come, so the Edim are actually what Ha'idu Alai Stam. The Masik is saying, listen, testify for me that I lived there 3 years, day and night, and therefore we assume what? We assume that's real Edis. Okay. You know what I'm saying? What the difference is? What's the difference between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Hananel? Why is Tosus only bothered by Rabbeinu Tam's pshat? Why the Gemara didn't say Edus and Edis? You know, what about according to Rabbeinu Hananel? Aren't you also having Edim coming in? They themselves are Edim. No? Why do you think one is more bothersome than the other? Why couldn't you have said the same thing according to Rabbeinu Hananel? That Edus and Edus. I guess what you have to say is that the Edim themselves, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, you said that what? I'm going to bring Edim. I'm going to bring Edim. So if I'm going to bring Edim, it's always from your, it's more, the stress is more of what you said, you're boasting. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, he actually speaking to Edim, please testify for me. Not so. He's actually talking to Edim. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you heard what I'm saying? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, he's actually talking to Edim. So he's actually talking to Edim, then it should have said Edus and Edus. Then if they come and they say it, then Edus and Edus. Right? They come and they say it, Edus and Edus. We assume they meant day and night. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's all like the Machzik boasting and saying, listen, well, I'm going to bring three Edim. I'm going to bring Edim that I was there 3 years. So he has to, you listen to that and you fill in the blank. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Alan. Finish up the Tysus. Yes, V'huadin. Excellent. Oh, so what's Tosus's last point? That just like Rava and also Marzutra and Abaye, they all agree that if the Edim testify in the Chazaka, if the Edim are the Rochlin, then we don't beferish require them to see day and night, right? They don't have to testify beferish on seeing day and night. If they were gone, Lamaisa, at the time when the guys were out of the city, they're not able to testify al-Araya Brura,
It's enough that they say that when we came, whether it be day or night, we found him in the house. Everyone's going to agree to that, says Rabbeinu Tam. Both Rava, Marzuch, and Abai agree that when you talk about Rochel and Machzir Bayaros, even though they can't make the claim, we'll do it for them. They don't have to actually see Mamish because they're going around different cities and they can't testify in the Riyah. They can just testify when we were there. Like I said, the range theory, Chaim. It's the range. Over the range of that 3-year period, that's enough. And that's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. So we should get down. Abaye, the neighbors, Rava, also the renters themselves, and also Marzutra, they all claim when you talk about the Rochlin, we don't have to see every second for what? For whether it's 3 years, we don't have to see every second. We just have to see that range. So this is how many pshatim we have now in the Gemara? We have 4. Okay? Yes. Somebody, yeah, go ahead, Elliot.
Why are we going to make up for their bad edus just because they're Rochlin?
Not making up. They're just not there, but Metzius. So we give an exception to this. And we do Taininin for them. That's why I said it's Taininin in edus. It's a bit of a chiddush. It's like we excuse them for not being around. As long as they see a range, that's enough. As long as they see that range, that's enough. And that's what we explain away. That's the chiddush that we're suggesting here. Okay? We'll have to see in that rush, like we said tomorrow about the Mekomos and Shul, but Lamaisa, this is what we're explaining away, is considered to be Tainin. So it's really, I want you to stress that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's really Adim Chitzonim, right? They're not the renters at all. That's why I think it should say Dusan Adis. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's really, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, it's where the Machzor. Okay. Let's see the fifth shot now in the Gemara. Oh, let's get this. Amazing shot, the Rabbeinu Yonah. Yeah, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Elias of the Rabbeinu Yonah, I gave you. Dibra Maskil, Amar Marzutra, says as follows. Amazing Chiddush. He writes, listen to this. This is a continuation of the Gemara. This is the fifth shot, Rabbeinu Yonah. And the Machzik brings renters to testify that before the Ma'arir came. Okay? Before the Ma'arir came. Meaning, let's get down. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, this is a second teretz to the Kasha de Gemara. What was the second teretz to the Kasha de Gemara? What was the Kasha de Gemara? That they're no Gehavidav, right? So what did the Gemara answer? They didn't pay yet. Right? They hadn't paid yet. Terutz Sheni. Teruchini awakushia legabe nogeya. What's the answer? Listen to this answer. The answer is they paid already. And they're not nogeya bedover. You know why? Kevin she'ein kan ma'arer. Vein choshin aksha lohoyit sheker shem yovu ma'arer achakach. Because the ma'arer is not here. The Edom don't see the Marakama. They don't know he exists. They're not afraid of anything. So it's not like what? It's not like they're no gay bedover. They're not no gay bedover. There's no one to pay except for who? There's no one to pay except for who? There's no one to pay except for the Machzik. There's no Marakam at all. Okay? He says, Ein Ma'arer Lefaneinu. The Ma'arer is not here at all. So since the Ma'arer is not here, there's no one to pay but the Machzik. So they're not no gay bedover. Not but gave it up. There's no other choice. Came in Shika 8, ain't a Nogin, came in Chain Kanmar, ain't Choshin Akshalai Sheker, Shim Yavo Maraka. And they're not afraid the Mara's going to come. We're not afraid of the Mara's going to come. So they're not gave it up. So, two important points. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, it's a continuation of the flow of the Gemara. In that vein, it is similar to who? Rabbeinu Hanana. Okay? I want you to make sure. Rabbeinu Hanan is a continuation of the flow of the Gemara. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not. See, it's so beautiful, all this. Rabbeinu Hanan and Rabbeinu Tam are similar. If I ask you, what's the similarity to Rabbeinu Hanan and Rabbeinu Tam? What would you say? I can't hear you. Machzik, from the perspective of the Machzik. What's the difference between Rabbeinu Hanan and Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Hanan, it's the flow of the Gemara. He was asking, they're no longer no Gehavidover. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a new what?
It's a new statement, right? According to Rabbeinu Rashbam, it's a new statement. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, is it a new statement? No, it's not a new statement. We're talking about the situation. It's answering a kasha. Marzuch is answering kasha. They are not no gevedomer. The first answer was they didn't pay yet. They didn't pay yet. They're not no gevedomer. What's the second answer? Second answer is David. Even if they paid, they're not no gevedomer because the Meir is not here yet. And we're not cautious that they're not afraid he's going to come. And therefore what? They would come and lie. We're not cautious that now they're going to come testify falsely. We're not cautious for that at all. We're not cautious at all now that they're going to testify falsely. Shema Yavu Ma'ar Achakach. We're not cautious for that at all. Oh, now, the Taz asks on this. The Taz in Choshen Mishpat in Simen Kuf Mem asks on the Rabbeinu Yonah. And he says, I don't care if someone's not nogeya now, but he might be nogeya in the future. If the Ma'arer comes, he will be nogeya b'davar. So if the Ma'arer comes, he eventually will be nogeya b'davar. So even though now he's not nogeya b'davar, but in the future he will be nogeya b'davar. So that should make him nogeya b'davar. We shouldn't trust him. We should not trust him. That's the kasha that the Taz asks. So the Ksos HaChoshen in Simen Kuf Mem Sifkot and Dalet answers this kasha. Okay? The Ksos in Simen Kuf Mem Sifkot and Dalet answers this kasha, and he says as follows. He says, do you recall Tosis and Omer Aleph? What did Tosis say in Omer Aleph? What did Tosis say in Omer Aleph when Tosis and the Gemara said there were no Gevid over? What did Tosis ask? They shouldn't be no gebed ever because they have a migu. They could have said to the Ma'ara that they what? They paid him, yes? What did Tosa say? It's talking about the Mishnah, which is before Shavuos Esses, yes? The Ramban argues on that. Let's get that down. The Ramban says, no. I know the Mishnah was before Shavuos Esses. But our sugi is assuming it was a Shavuos Esses. Like that Tosa Shavuos. Very good. So we assume there was a Shavuos Esses. The Ramban argues. And we have a klal. I want you to get this. Any aid. So tzarich shvua is not an aid. Lo nikra aid. Any shvua, any aid that has to take a shvua is not called a witness. Any aid that has to call that takes a shvua is not called an aid. Mamish. Okay? If this aid would have to take a shvua sesis, it's not called an aid. We say al pishnayim ekim yokum dover. An aid is an aid if you rely on a speech and speech alone. If you have to take shvuas, you're not called an aid. So the Ramban actually says we're assuming there's a shvuas esses. Okay? That's how we answer Tosas Kasha Nomen Aleph. They are no gebedover when the Gemara asks that Kasha. Why are they no gebedover? Because they would have to take a shvuas esses. Oh. So therefore, if that's the case, we answer the Ma'arer is not here. The Ma'arer is not here. Right? The Marakama hasn't come in yet. If the Ma'arer hasn't come in yet, then he doesn't have to take a shvua. And therefore, they're kosherated. They're not no gebedover. Does everyone get the cheshbon? Said he got it? Nachum. Rabbeinu Yonah said that this is a second teretz on the Gemara Marzucha. What was the first teretz? They didn't pay yet, so they're not no gebedover. Yes, they didn't pay yet, so they're not boxed in. Marzucha says, no, they paid already. But the Ma'arer is not around. They don't know there's a Ma'arer. They're not close to Ma'arer is going to come. So the only one they have to pay is the Maxim. So they're not Nogei B'Dover. So the Taz says, I don't care. If someone can be Nogei in the future, then he's Nogei now. He's Pusul. So the Ksos answers, no, Lefi the Ramban. The Ramban answered Taisus Kasha by saying what? He says there was a Shavuos Esses in our whole sugya, like the Taisus and Shavuos. Shavuos Esses. Therefore, what? You couldn't ask, oh, they had a migu to say they paid the marakama. Because any aid that has to take a shvua, Taisa says, is not called an aid. But the problem is, not a problem, but the marakama hasn't come yet. So since the marakama hasn't come yet, they don't have to take a shvua's esses against the aid. Against what? Against the marakama. So therefore, right, you don't have to take a shvua shalob b'fnei baldin. So since the marakama hasn't yet come yet, there's no shvuas esses that has to be said. So therefore, we believe what? We believe the Edom. They're not no gei b'davar. Did everyone get that shtickle tire? Got the first step, the Rabbeinu Yonah. How to read the Gemara. David, you got it? Alan, you got it? First step is that read the Gemara, the Teretz of the Gemara.
Yeah.
Second step is what? What's the second step? First step is the Teretz of the Gemara. How we read the Teretz of the Gemara. And they're not no gay but ever because the Maharaj is not here. Number one. Number two is what? Because Taz asks on the Ramban, what do you mean? If you're going to be no gay in the future, if the Maharaj would come, they would be no gay but ever. So there should be no gay now. So the Xos answers based on the Ramban that says that any time you have to take a shul, you're not called the what? You're not called an aid. That's why Taz says, that's how Ramban answers Taz's Kasha. When the Gemara said they were no gay but ever and I'm an Aleph, right? Tosa said, what do you mean they're going to give? They have a Migo that could sit around into the what, Marakama. Answer is no. They would have had to take a Hesis. Right? They would have had to take a Hesis, and they don't want to take Hesis. Anytime a person's got to take an Hesis, halachically, you're not called an aid.
Where should be that answer?
No, so I'm saying, once you say that answer, the guy hasn't come yet, so they wouldn't have to take a Hesis.
So they have amigos. Like, where should
I
give the answer?
The amigos. No, but I'm saying the Sugyu was assuming there was a concept of Hesis. The Rabbeinu Yonah is focusing on this Teretz of the Gemara. What was this Teretz of the Gemara? That they paid already. They paid already. Why they not gave it over? Because the Ma'ar is not around, Yossi.
Right. So then they have amigos. So the Gemara could give that answer on this line of amigo.
What'd you say?
The Gemara could give that
Tosos Kasha was on the assumption that the guy was there. The Ma'ar was there. Tosos assuming that if the Ma'ar was there, they could have said Piranha or the Ma'ar. Mm-hmm. Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, no, the Ma'ar is not there at all. So if the Mar is not there at all, there's no problem with no Gei B'Davar. You follow me? Tosas, in the Ramban's whole discussion, is assuming the Mar is there. The Rabbeinu Yonah says the Mar is not there. So if the Mar comes, if the Mar is not there, then there's nothing to worry about. There's no Gei B'Davar. Oh, the Taz says you should be worried that he's going to come. You'll become no Gei B'Davar. The answer is, no, the Rabbeinu Yonah is learning like the Ramban on this Nakuda. The Nakuda being that we're talking about there was a Shavuos Hesis, but the Shavuos Hesis is never what? Never is generated unless the guy comes. He's not there yet. So there's no problem with getting it. This is the Cheshbon. Now one more step on this. Please get it. Rebbe Chonon in the Kovet Shiurim, he doesn't like this pshat. He says he doesn't like the Xosis pshat. He claims that the truth is, there still should be no Gei B'Davar, because the guy still might come. The possibility of the guy coming still makes you a shtickle no Gei B'Davar. You follow me? The possibility of the guy coming still makes you a shtickle no Gei B'Davar, and therefore you might have to take a shvu, and then you're not called an aid. Okay. But the Xos doesn't hold like that. The Xos says it's good enough. The Xos says we don't have, that's not considered no Gei B'Davar. It's only going to be a problem when the shvu already has been generated. Who hasn't been generated until the guy comes? That's what the Xos wants to say, that the Rabbeinu holds like the Ramban on that Nakuda. It's a good point, Yossi, what you're saying, but I'm saying the Rabbeinu Yonah is assuming the guy hasn't yet come. Tosin and the Ramban were assuming the guy has come already, and therefore they have that Migu. They have that Migu. And that Migu means that they could have said Parada. The answer is no, we're talking about a Hesis, and if you have to think a Hesis, they're not called an aid anymore. So that's only assuming the guy's there. But if you don't assume the guy's there, what are you worried about? Rabbi Chanan says it still should be enough of an Ogevedo. Okay. But nonetheless, this is the Cheshbon. This is the fifth way to read the Gemara. Oh. Number six now. The Rambam. Amazing. Rambam has a sixth shot. Okay. Did you get a chance to see the Rambam? In Hilchos Eidos? In Pirik Yud Beis? Not Eidos. I made the same mistake in the Mar Makomos. It's Hilchos Toin Yenita. Pirik Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, and Hilchos Eidos. Rambam says an amazing thing. Listen to this. Rambam writes, it's like you think you have all the configurations, right? Rambam says, I have another one. Rambam writes as follows, okay? The Rambam says, quoting the Rambam, okay? Rambam says, "The itoin the Amr Lacy Trey Sahadi Lisude Lay Didar Bay Tlosa Shone Byomi Lila Tanase Tane." The Ma'arir, let's get this Rambam. The Ma'arir talks to the renters. You got this? Seth, you got it? The Ma'arir talks to the renters. That we've never had before.
The Ma'arer talks to the renters and tells them that they should bring Aiden that they live there day and night. You prove it. You are not believed on yourselves because you're like a Baal Din. This is what the Magen Mishnah says. And it's not, it's against Rava, because Rava said that if they haven't yet paid, what's the din? They're believed, because they're not Nogeya. The Marzutra says they are apostle because they're Nogeya. So let's write it down like this. Ma'arir midaver l'sofrim shehem tzrichim lahavi edim, that they live there. They have to bring edim shehem garusham. They have to prove it. He says, "Oh, you guys are on the squatter side. You prove to me. Bring edim that you live there. Actually, don't play any more games with me. You bring edim." Because they cannot testify themselves, he calls them a Baal Din. They're a Baal Din. And a Baal Din is possible. That's what he says. Now, what did Rava say? Rava said if they hadn't yet paid, they're believed. They're not okay, but ever. Marzutra argues and says they're a Baal Din, even though they haven't yet paid. Okay? So, how does the Rambam reading the Gemara? How is the Rambam reading the Gemara? That it's basically a what? What is it? According to the Rambam, what do you say? What do you say according to the Rambam? It's a continuation of what? What do you say it is? It's a continuation of the Gemara. When the Gemara thought they solved the problem of Nogeya by saying you hadn't yet paid, right? Marzutra says, you haven't solved anything. There's still Nogeya Bedover. So according to the Rambam, it's a continuation. According to the Rambam, it's a continuation. It's a hemshich. Because you read it in for me. What does the Gemara say? No. Yeah. What did it say? He said, we assume they haven't paid. Okay. Right? Marzutra says, what are you talking about? Marzutra says, even if they haven't yet paid, there's still no Gehav Adama. Because Marzutra is talking about a case. If the Ma'arer tells the Aiden, the Ma'arer can tell the Aiden, and he says, you guys bring Aiden that you live there. That's the way, that's exactly what's happening in the Ram. Yitoyin v'amr lesi, the Magen Mishnah says that's how he's mazbe the Gemara. The Ma'arer claims, if the Ma'arer makes that claim, in a regular case, Yossi, if you don't pay, then what? Then it's fine. They're not no gay of it. But if the Ma'arer makes this claim, right? If the Ma'arer makes this claim, Lamaisa, then what? Then it was not going to be acceptable. It seems that's the Lashon HaRam. Let me read you the Lashon HaRam. Ram says, he says like this. He says, "Afilu bo edim v'amru ha'sachar v'darnu bo yom ha'ton ba'al son of amru yafiyu edim shedaru bo yom ha'la ha'suchim elu ha'sach la'vi raya shedaru bo tomim shedaru toli behen v'en toli betanis ha'machzik se'i she'idu lo." So it seems from the Rambam that you must actually make the what? You must actually make the claim. The Ma'arer tells to the Sochrim, he tells the Sochrim, you guys must bring Aiden that you live there. Okay? Yeah, I mean, what's bothering me about this is when you got me thinking about that, Yossi. I mean, either they're no gay bedov or they're not no gay bedov. You know what I'm saying? Why do you need the guy to make a claim? Why do you need them to make a claim? That's why, you know what I'm saying? Why do you need the guy to make a claim? What did the Gemara say, black on white? The Gemara said, if they didn't pay, they're not no gebet over. Yes? So what's Marzutra coming to say? Marzutra says, and if the guy makes a claim, then what? If the Baal Asada makes a claim, Harizutana, Om Lamaxik, Tavi Adim, Tistalik, Filu Bo Adim, Om Lashakar, Darim Yon Lila, Tom Baal Asada, Yivu Adim. That's what I'm saying. What's the pshat in the Gemara? You hear what I'm saying? See, the Rambam says if the Ma'arer says to the renters, you bring aid because you guys are no gay of the dover. What happens if he doesn't say anything? What happens if he doesn't say anything? You hear what I'm saying, Alan? Is it a continuation of the Gemara? Why does the guy have to make a claim? According to the Magen Mishnah, why do you have to make a claim? Isn't it automatic, a problem of Baal Din? Oh, so you know who asked my kasha? Guess who asked my kasha?
The Minchas Asher asked this kasha. I mean, if they're no gaya bedaver, then they're no gaya bedaver. We're not playing games. What do you need a ma'arer to say, oh, you guys bring Aiden? Even if he didn't say that, we should never trust the Sofrim. That's what he asks. Very, very strong kashi. He says, if they're a baal dover, then even who cares whether the ma'arer makes the claim or not? If they're a posel, they're posel. And if they're kosher, they're kosher. Even if the guy makes a claim. This is what is difficult according to the Magid Mishnah. I want you to get it down. And what I mean to say is, and I'm buttressing, we're making stronger his kasha, Rav Asher Weiss's kasha. But we're making it even stronger by saying, how do you read the Gemara, right? I mean, according, if Marzuch is saying the Gemara made a claim, you're no Gebedover. So, I mean, how was he reading the Gemara? So, there is a Chiddush, what to say of the Shar Mishpat. The Shar Mishpat says a pshat in the Rambam, which I want you to get. It's a very, very fascinating Chiddush. And Simen Kuf Mem Sifkon Zayin is one of the Gedolei Achronim. And he writes the following. He says, why on earth do the Sochrim have to bring a Raya? What do we say? Shehem. When I say Haim, I mean the Sochrim, right? Why is that difficult? Who are the two guys that are fighting here? The squatter, and who else? Merkama. Why on earth do the renters have to bring riots? They can just say, you know, what, why are you telling us to bring riots? We're not involved in the Din Torah. Why must the Sochrim bring riots? Oh. So the pshat is as follows, and this is what he wants to say. He wants to make the following split. He wants to say that if the Ma'arer makes a claim to the renters that they didn't live there, so what's going to happen? That means the Machzik doesn't acquire it, and the Ma'arer is really claiming rent from them. So, what are the renters bringing a Raya for? To defend themselves from paying what? Rent to the Marakama. So even though we believe them, this is why I want you to get this. This is called, have you ever heard of the concept, which is in a different place in Shas, in Sanhedrin, and in Makis, and in Yevamis, called Palginin Diburin. Right. What's the famous case? Very good guy. What's the famous case of Palginin Diburin? A guy says that someone sodomized him, testifies with another guy that Mr. X sodomized him. So what do we say? We say Palgini Diburah. It wasn't about himself, because you can't testify on yourself. We assume it's about someone else. Right? Palgini Diburah. This is exactly what we do. We believe, and I want you to get this, we believe the Aiden vis-a-vis the squatter. We believe the Aiden vis-a-vis the squatter, and the squatter will win. But Lagabe themselves, they're not believed. Do you hear that? They're not believed. And therefore, since they're not believed, what's the din? They're believed regarding the machzik, but they're not believed regarding themselves. And therefore, they will have to actually pay who? Who will they actually have to pay? They will have to actually pay the marakama. That's what the Shar Mishpat says, an amazing chiddush. Shar Mishpat says that the machzik is minatzeach, right? But if the Sochrim don't bring Aiden, Achein, however, Srichim, L'Shalem, L'Hu, L'Marakama. That's an amazing thing, no?
Don't bring Aiden for what? What are they bringing Aiden for?
They're bringing Aiden that they lived there for 3 years. And that they what? And that they paid it, right? They're bringing Aiden that they lived there for 3 years and that what is under his auspices. So that's what they're bringing Edom. That's what the Edom are bringing a Raya that they live there. Shadaru Sham, yeah, Seth.
If the Edom are just that they live there, so if they don't have Edom that they didn't live there, then they don't have to pay. Then
no, if they bring, no, them. That's what I'm saying. If they bring the Edom, that's the Shar Mishpat. If they bring Edom that they were there for 3 years, the Machzik wins because it was under their auspices. But the truth of the matter is they're not believed regarding themselves. Because what that's, you follow me? What their statement has two ramifications in believability here. What are the two ramifications here in believability? Seriously, let's get this. What are the two ramifications of believability here? Number one, the Machzik's going to win. Number two, they will not have to pay rent. Yes? Number two, they will not have to pay rent to who? To the Marakama. That's correct. Yes? That is a ramification regarding themselves. They are not believed about themselves. So if they just say they were there 3 years, what's going to happen is that we could take their believability and split it. And we're going to say that their half of their statement works regarding what? The squatter. But regarding getting off and paying from the Marakama, what must they do? They got it. What? They're going to have to pay until they bring Adam. It's very conceptual. You hear this? Does everyone hear that for? Rabbi Chanan says it's wrong. They're inextricably linked, he says. They're betolda. Remember we had that svara last year? That if one's an outgrowth of another, you don't say Paginin Dibura? It's kind of like what we said, Paginin Neamonis. Remember we said Paginin Neamonis? Okay, whatever.
So in the original.
Paginin Neamonis is different than Paginin Dibura. We said there are two tracks. Everyone agrees to Paginin Neamonis. Paginin Dibura is a machloikis, right? What was the example of Paginin Neamonis? One aide comes in and says, the husband's dead. We allow the woman to remarry, but she doesn't collect her what? Her ksuba. Right? We believe the statement regarding one area, not another. Yes? We don't split up the statement, actually. But here he says, it's betolda. Remember that was the machleis Rav and Abaye, if you have a shtar with the Evan and the Chosim and getting on daf chesem and beis. The machlokes we said was, is it a betolda of one another? Is A an outgrowth of B? If it is, then you say, if you don't kone what? If you don't go free, you don't get the nechasim. Since you don't get the nechasim. Remember we said, kol nechasim chutz mizu? So if the Evan doesn't go free, he doesn't get any property. Because they're inextricably linked. If you assume that they're inextricably linked. So Rabbi Chana has a tie on the Shar Mishpah, he says they're inextricably linked. But Seth, you follow this? That's what I want you to get down. Paginin diburit. Mamish paginin diburit. That's what he's saying. What'd you say?
What are they bringing Edom for, though? That they lived there?
I can't hear you. What? Yeah, they're bringing Edom that they were there for 3 years. Yes.
But so if they're if they don't have Edom that they were there for three years, then they shouldn't have to pay at all.
If they don't have Edom, they say that they lived there 3 years. That they say themselves that they were three.
So then why do they need Edom?
But that statement of saying they were there for 3 years helps out who? The squatter to win. But on the other hand, it's exempting them from paying from who? The Marakama. They're no Gebedover. They're no Gebedover themselves. You follow me? So they have to bring other Edom to say they were there 3 years. That solidifies that what they were living under in the auspices of who? Of the squatter. And they don't owe a penny to who? To the Marakama. That's the lumnus of the Shar Mishpat. It's a razzle-dazzle. You got it? But the Rebbe Chanan, as I said, says it's very difficult. He says, how about Talia? That's what he says. Rabbi Chanan says, very difficult. If you believe regarding the Machzik, then you should be believed, like Seth said, that you don't have to pay who? The Marakama. He says they're inextricably linked. That's what the Rabbi Chanan asks on the Shara Mishpat. But we'll go with the Shara Mishpat. Let's go with the Shara Mishpat. So if that's the case now we get to slam it in. How do you read the Gemara now? How would you read the Gemara? According to the Shar Mishpat in the Rambam. How do you read the Gemara? The Meirer comes and says, you renters bring me Edom. So what's the din? They have to bring Edom. Rava just said if they don't pay, they're what? Rava said if they don't pay, they're not no Gebedover, yes? Marzucha comes and says, 1 second here. If they don't pay, they're not no Gebedover, but I'll tell you the following, Marzucha's saying. What Marzucha's saying is that the Edom what? The Edom, Marzucha's saying, the Edom have to prove to get off the hook. Now, you agree, Marzucha's saying to Rav, I agree with you. Their testifying will make who winner? The Machzik, if they didn't pay. But, if they want to get off the hook and what? Not pay anything, they better bring Edom.
What's the mother, Marzucha?
Marzucha is making a hosafa on Tarava. So what's the mode of Marzucha then? According to the Rambam, you're saying?
Yeah.
That the spiceman
even though they're not there, we'll make a claim for them. Meaning, how do you read a Vayter in the Gemara? According to Marzucha. Let's figure it out together. So what does Marzucha say? He admits by the Spiceman that what?
I mean, what would you say? I would say like this. I would say that the Aiden, I mean the squatters, the renters, don't have to find Aiden, even though they don't make a claim, Tainin and Lay, Anan. What would you say that would mean? I would say that we would what? Defend the renters. Maybe they can't find Aiden all the time. So even though they can't find Aiden, we vouch for them. Would that make sense? Would that make sense? How did the Rambam say about the... Does anyone bring a Rambam? What did the Rambam say in Halacha Gimel? Someone have it? In the back of your Ozvahadar. You have your Rambam in the back of the Ozvahadar? Who has the Rambam in the back of the Ozvahadar? Pirkei Beis Halacha Gimel. What does he say? You want to read Halacha Gimel? Chaim, read Halacha Gimel. They have all the Rambams in the back here?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Aaron. Read that Rambam, Halacha Gimel. Pirkei Beis Halacha Gimel. So that's asking, how does the Rambam read about the Rochlin? You have it? Look, I would say, Seth, you hear what I'm saying? I would say, even though they're not, even though they can't find Adam, we assume that they have Adam. Yeah, yeah. Gimel, read Gimel. Yeah, it's in the very back, right? Thank you, Aaron. Go ahead. Right. Right. So what does he say specifically about the Rochlin? What do you say? He says you have a squatter or you have Adam testifying, right? Yes? That he was from the spicemen that go in and out. Right? We claim from the Chachila when the Eide Chazaka come, we say, bring Adam that he was Machzik Bo B'Yom V'Layla. That's only by regular houses. But by Chanuyo Shol marketplaces, that they're only there in the day, it's fine. Okay? So what do you think he's saying here about the Rochlin? What do you think he's saying here about the Rochlin? In other words, according to the Rambam, you know the way you read the Gemara like this, Seth? I'll tell you the way you read the Gemara, the Rambam says. You know what Marzucha is going on? The Ma'arer. Because according to the Rambam, who's talking? That's the pshat. How is the Rambam similar to the Rashbam Nuki Yosef? The Ma'arer is talking, yes? So the Ma'arer, if the Ma'arer is out of town, yes, because he happens to be, that's what I should have said, should he said it right away. The Ma'arer is one of the spicemen, yes? So since the Ma'arer is one of the spicemen, he's never around. So we'll make the claim to the renters, you find your own aim. It's very easy. Very, very easy. Very good, Aaron. Let's get that down. Now, as Marzutra says, if the Ma'arer, so he says, Rav, I agree with you. The machzik wins. But there's one catch here. For the renters to get off the hook and not pay again, they have to not trust themselves. They better bring other Adam. And then with Marzucha's motive, though, Seth, that if the Ma'arer is out of town, we will tell the renters, you bring Adam themselves. That's the way you read the Gemara. It works out beautiful. But it's a very conceptual thing, this Bagini Diburu. Everyone got that? Rabbi Chanan says, I mean, once they're believed for the Machzik, they shouldn't have to pay a penny. But this is what Rabbi Chanan says. Okay? This is what Rabbi Chanan says. All right, we got the shtickle? You got this? It's late already. Oh, we got to do Hilchos Tzom Gedalia. So please chazer this over. Really, please chazer this. Okay, let's go to Hilchos Tzom Gedalia. Okay? These are six different pshatim